Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joe Biden announced Kamala Harris, the senator from California, would be his running mate on the Democratic ticket. To talk about that is Wes Renfro, associate dean of the College of Arts and Sciences at Quinnipiac and associate professor of poli-sci. Wes, good morning. How are you?
Morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good, thanks. Maybe some people were taken by surprise, some were. How important was it for Joe Biden to name his nominee before the virtual convention began?
You know, I don't really know that the conventions are super meaningful, but it is going to probably give him a little bit of a bounce. And he did make a pledge that he would select a female running mate. And so I think he wanted to go into the convention with that pledge realized.
I was mentioning this to Joe just a few minutes ago, Doctor, but, you know, apparently David Axelrod said that actually it was very close to Gretchen Whitmer, who's the mayor of, or the governor of Michigan. You know, so, but that would invalidate his promise to get a woman of color as his running mate, right?
Yeah, so, you know, he promised that he would do a female running mate, and a lot of people, I think, were pushing for a running mate of color. And given the, you know, sort of tenor of things right now, I'm a little skeptical that he was going to land on Gretchen Whitmer, but I think that both of these women suggest something really important about his campaign strategy. He wants to rebuild the Obama coalition, and he's really looking at a small number of states, places like Michigan, places like Pennsylvania,
right,
places that, you know, Wisconsin, where a few thousand votes in 2016, we would have had a different outcome.
Right.
And so I think both are sort of conventional choices.
What are the strengths that Kamala Harris will bring to the ticket?
Well, first of all, she's younger. Second of all, she is a, experienced politician. She's a woman. She's a woman of color. I think that she tacks, you know, to some people a little bit more to the center than they would like, but I think that that's going to play well in the states that I just mentioned. And I think, you know, she's a choice that reflects that Joe Biden wants to rebuild the Obama coalition. If he can get the people who turned out for Obama in 2008 and 2012 right, to show up, he's going to win.
You know, the one thing is sometimes when you pick your running mate, is basically to get their state. So in other words, Michigan, as you just mentioned, is kind of a toss-up right now. You know, California is a lock. So yeah, geographically, she doesn't do a whole lot for him.
Yeah, and the nerds like me who sort of study this in depth basically conclude that although a lot of people sort of say, well, you know, you select a running mate to balance your ticket or to gain a state, there's actually not a lot of evidence that that happens. I think that Biden is really trying to appeal to black voters and to try and get them to turn up in the numbers that they did before in a way that they didn't in 2016.
What areas of Senator Harris's past do you think will be prime targets for the Trump campaign?
Well, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of criticism from both the Trump campaign and also from folks further to the left on the Democratic side about her role as a prosecutor, both in San Francisco and then as a state attorney general. I think Donald Trump is trying to turn this into a law and order election. And you've got Democrats, many of them, some of them at least, who are pretty critical of some of the positions that she took. And that's, I think, going to be a little bit of a no-win for her. But I do think that in some of those states like Michigan, you know, Wisconsin, where there are, you know, some centrist voters left, that background in, you know, being a prosecutor might actually help.
With Associate Dean of the College of Arts and Sciences at dear old Quinnipiac University, who, by the way, just put a poll out a couple of days ago, Associate Professor of Political Science. And I think then that one, actually, Professor, Biden was up by 10, I think I saw it.
Yeah, you know, we're pretty far out. If we go back to 2016, for example, Hillary Clinton was up by a lot. You know, this country does not like to have one-term presidents. In the modern era, we've only really had two of them. All that being said, Donald Trump is probably the most vulnerable incumbent that I can think of.
When now that we know it's Kamala Harris, how concerned will the Republican hierarchy be that the president, who we know is prone to making outrageous statements from time to time, will say something about either Kamala Harris being a woman or being an African-American woman that could come back and bite him on when we go to the polls?
You know, I've learned not to make many predictions about Donald Trump, but one thing that I believe very strongly is that it's hard to control this guy on Twitter. And I think that if I were an upper-level staffer or advisor, I would be petrified of him at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the morning saying something that is dog whistle at minimum or overtly racist at worst. And, you know, for some people, I think that message plays well, but I think for most folks, that's a real turnoff. And if I were advising the president on all the things, I would tell him to put his Twitter down.
Back up a bit, because you're right. To his base, that's absolutely fantastic what he's tweeting. We love it. Although I think there are people who say, oh, I wish he wouldn't, you know, but okay, that's fine. But the whole point is, it seems to me there are fewer and fewer people in the middle, Doctor.
Yeah, I think that's a very fair observation, but, you know, you don't actually need that many people in the middle to win in some of these states. And we have a winner-take-all system. And so, you know, if you turn off 10,000 people in Wisconsin, that might cost you the election.
Hmm. Another thing that came out when the announcement was made yesterday that people were talking about, you know, Harris is a great debater. You know, it'll be interesting to see her go up against Mike Pence. Look, let's be honest. The vice president, unless as you say, there's a dog whistle moment, the vice presidential debates will have no impact on the presidential election.
Correct.
Why do you want the job then? You know, it doesn't make any difference.
You know, I think oftentimes you ask, why do you want the job? But this go-round, given Biden's age and a lot of the speculation that he might seek one term, this might be a real opportunity for a VP. So I think that's probably in Kamala Harris's mind.
Exactly. And you know, I suppose the thing is, you know, she, as you remember, speaking of debates, in the Democratic primary debates, she was taking shots at Biden. Is that all? Obviously, that's been forgotten.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of people made too much hay about that. You know, Joe Biden is a very long-serving politician, and he knows how campaigns go. And you say nasty things, and sometimes you say it because you want to get some cheap shots in a debate or in an ad. But that doesn't often mean that you actually dislike or not respect the other person.
This is kind of a off-the-wall question, but you seem as well-equipped as anybody was to answer it. Considering the circumstances the country's in with the pandemic and everything, but also considering that there are parts of the country that are ignoring, you know, the social distancing and the like. Mm-hmm. How different do you think this campaign season will be?
Well, I think it's going to be very different. And I actually think that it really affects the president the most because he likes to hold very large rally-style events.
Right.
He has a lot of people who show up. He can draw these crowds of 10, 15, 20,000. He tried to do them pretty recently, and, you know, it's really not possible, and a lot of places don't want to host them. So I do think that it's going to be a different season. I think we'll still have all the annoying ads and all the mailers and all the things that money can buy. But I think the actual campaign trail, the way that candidates present themselves to people, is going to be very different.
Is Biden going to have to get out, though, a little bit?
I don't know. You know, I think that is very much contingent upon the news cycle. And if the pandemic stays bad, and if Donald Trump keeps sticking his foot in his mouth in the way that he's prone to do, you know, it really behooves Joe Biden to just run a shadow campaign and stay quiet.
It'll be interesting, and now we know what the tickets look like. Professor Wes Renfro from Quinnipiac University. Professor, thanks for your time. Stay safe.
Good morning. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. That's going to be interesting. And look, I think you make a good point about Biden. I think at some point he's got to come out. But I also think Wes made a good point about the president and the hierarchy. He's got to be concerned. At 4 o'clock in the morning, he's going to fire off some tweet that's going to send people into a tizzy.
Well, I think by and large, this is a referendum on Donald Trump more than anything.
Yes, I would totally agree.
And so, you know, if Biden can just keep his head low and just bide his time, so to speak. Just let President Trump throw something out there and boy, there it goes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.